Hi, this is Jenna Mandola, and I'm in the undergrad program here at Goddard. You're listening to WGDR Plainfield and WGDH Hardwick, 91.1 and 91.7 FM, and streaming online at WGDR.org.
Community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information at WoodburyMountainToys.com. Come in and play with us.
Good morning, everybody. Rise and shine. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio. And this is Amy's Kids Show. It's Saturday morning for me right now, and it's probably Saturday morning for most of you out there. And I am ready to celebrate. How about you? It just seems like it's the time of year for celebrating. We just had the 4th of July the other day, and I don't know about you, but everywhere I go, it really seems like the whole world is celebrating. They seem to be especially celebrating breathing and smiling. So our theme this week is going to be celebrating our right to breathe and smile, which it seems like everywhere I go, everybody is celebrating those things more than I have ever seen before, ever in my whole life. And I am just loving it, sharing smiles and sharing breathing with everybody. We're just having a great time out there, we humans and other animals and creatures. In fact, we're not the only ones celebrating breathing and smiling right now, because who makes our oxygen? Does anybody remember where oxygen comes from? Well, the trees and the plants make our oxygen for us, and it is summertime right now in Vermont. And during the summer, the sun is out more than ever any other time of the year, and sunshine helps the trees and plants make oxygen. So the more sunshine, the more oxygen they make. Isn't this amazing? So this time of year is actually like the perfect time to celebrate breathing and celebrate smiling. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be learning a lot about trees and breathing and rights and sharing, because sharing rights is what it's all about. The more that we share with others, the more we get back. That's one of the magic rules of the universe, is that the more that we share, the better things get for everybody, including ourselves, right? So it's kind of an interesting idea to think about. The more we give, the more comes back to us. And oxygen is a great example of that, right? The more that we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide and share that with the trees and plants, the more they can breathe in the carbon dioxide and give us back the oxygen. It's a beautiful, beautiful relationship. And so we are celebrating here, folks, on Amy's Kid Show. I hope you are ready for a wonderful Saturday. I know I am. It's beautiful out there, and it's beautiful in here. And I know that you're beautiful too. I just know it. So thank you for joining me, you beautiful, beautiful creatures out there. Let's have some fun and celebrate every single moment.
Many possibilities and every because some moment passed you by. There always is a fresh supply. On this, you always can rely.
Some rights in this world. You've got some rights. Some rights in this world. Just by being born, every boy and girl automatically got some rights in this world.
I've got some rights. Some rights in this world. Should take it all away, yeah. I've got some rights in this world. You've got some rights in this world. Just by being born, every boy and girl automatically got some rights in this world.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to feel safe in the streets. Different, this is what I'm gonna say.
Hey, I've got some rights in this world. You got some rights in this world. Just by being born, every boy and girl automatically got some rights in this world.
Song for everybody, everywhere, yeah.
I've got some rights in this world. You've got some rights in this world. Just by being born, every boy and girl automatically got some rights in this world.
That's a great song, isn't it, to celebrate the 4th of July and the Declaration of Independence. And what it says in there, in the Declaration of Independence, which helped our country, the United States of America, become free from having a king tell us what to do all the time. The Declaration of Independence, which protects, well, doesn't protect, it declares our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Has anybody ever heard that before? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? It's probably one of the most famous phrases in the whole world, because it's what everybody in the whole world wants for themselves, right? And the way that we get it for ourselves is by sharing it with other people, of course, and other beings, of course. And the trees especially seem to understand this, because it is summertime right now, and our trees and plants here in Vermont are producing so much oxygen when that sunshine hits their leaves, and they're sharing that oxygen with us, which helps us breathe. And breath is life. That is literally what it means. Breath means life. It is the most important thing. And so we have, of course, the right to breathe, of course. And we also have the right to smile at each other. And we also have the right to say what's on our mind. Definitely to speak. So that is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness right there. Breathing, saying what we feel, having the liberty, the freedom to say what we think. And then, of course, happiness, being able to share our smiles. So we are celebrating breathing and smiling. So let's keep remembering what those trees do for us, because if we ever want to know about our rights, let's just go hug a tree.
Hi there, everyone. Have you ever wondered, where does oxygen come from? Well, let's see if we can find this one out together. Take a big, deep breath. Oxygen. This colorless, odorless, and tasteless element is vital to all living things. Even undersea creatures need oxygen. The most obvious place we find oxygen is in the air. Our air is made up of about 21% oxygen. Did you know that most of our air is actually nitrogen? So the biggest thing we actually breathe in is nitrogen rather than oxygen, but it's the oxygen that's useful for us. You can find oxygen in the ground too, as well as in the water. How else will our sea friends be able to live and breathe? When we breathe in, our bodies use the oxygen, and in return, we breathe out carbon dioxide. So how does the Earth get oxygen to replace all of the carbon dioxide that humans and other animals breathe out? The answer is plants. Yes, that's right, plants. Plants go and turn the carbon dioxide back into oxygen for us. Yippee! The process of turning carbon dioxide into oxygen is called photosynthesis. Plants can only do this during the day, as they need the sunlight for it to happen. This is why trees are so incredibly important for us. Without them, we wouldn't have oxygen to breathe. They are true superheroes. Another big source of oxygen is phytoplankton, which are tiny little plants that live near the surface of the ocean. Thank you, phytoplankton, for all your lovely oxygen. Even grassy fields are great for giving us oxygen. So let's all say an enormous thank you to all the plants for giving us the oxygen we need to survive. Catch you again next time.
Everybody, it always starts with a big thank you, doesn't it? Everything seems to start with a big thank you. Conversations maybe should start with thank you instead of hello. Thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for doing your job, right? Whether it's producing oxygen, like the trees and the plants and the grass does for us, or producing carbon dioxide like we do for them. It's all about taking care of each other. And that's really what we're all here to do, right? We take good care of ourselves by breathing and relaxing and playing and taking good care of ourselves. And when we take really good care of ourselves, we can do a much better job of taking care of other people and other plants and other animals too. So maybe this weekend you want to take a little bit of time to thank those plants and trees and appreciate our right and our need to breathe together on this planet. Maybe you could hug a tree. Maybe go lay down in the grass. Grassy fields produce a lot of oxygen, so just laying down in the grass or rolling down a hill. I've seen some kids doing that recently, and I remember doing that. That's a lot of fun. I bet you get to do a lot of breathing when you're rolling down that hill on the grass. You're right there in the oxygen that they're producing. It must just feel so great. So we are celebrating breathing and smiling, and we have a couple of songs about sharing with the nature that is all around us, with the earth, and learning from the earth how we can share with each other, because that is what the earth does, right? She is constantly, constantly providing oxygen and water and food and friends. I mean, look around. We are in an amazing place. And I'll tell you, I have never seen humans having as much fun as they seem to be having right now, sharing all these great things. Let's keep celebrating.
Seasons come and then they go, and they're not afraid to change. If a river has a gentle flow, maybe we can do the same. Without any sense of shame, and she sings it sweet and sings it strong, maybe we can do the same. If the lion only takes what it needs as it roams across the plain, and if animals can live without greed, maybe we can do the same.
All around, these examples can be found, and the message they contain is, maybe we can do the
without blame, then it seems that on this very day, maybe we can do the same. If somebody lives in harmony with nature every day, with respect and love for all they see, maybe we can do the same.
All around
the same. All around, all around, these examples can be found. And the message they contain is, maybe we can do the
same. Fed my cat in the under tree. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee. Found me a hen and the hen loved me. Fed my hen in the under tree. Hen goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee. Found me a duck and the duck loved me. Fed my duck on the under tree. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee. Found me a goose and the goose loved me. I fed my goose on the yonder tree. Goose goes hiss-ay, hiss-ay. Duck goes quack, quack. In goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee. Found me a sheep and the sheep loved me. I fed my sheep on the yonder tree. Sheep goes bye-bye, goose goes hiss-ay, hiss-ay. Duck goes quack-quack, hen goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee. Found me a pig and the pig loved me. I fed my pig on the yonder tree. Pig goes oink-oink, sheep goes bye-bye. Goose goes hiss-ay, hiss-ay. Duck goes quack-quack, hen goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee. I fed my cow on the yonder tree. Cow goes moo moo. Pig goes oink oink. Sheep goes bye bye. Goose goes hiss-ay, hiss-ay. Duck goes quack quack. Hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee. Found me a horse and the horse loved me. I fed my horse on the yonder tree. Horse goes neigh, neigh. Cow goes moo, moo. Pig goes oink, oink. Sheep goes bye, bye. Goose goes hiss-ay, hiss-ay. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee. Found me a dog and the dog loved me. I fed my dog in the under tree. Dog goes bow-wow, bow-wow. Horse goes neigh-neigh. Cow goes moo-moo. Pig goes oink-oink. Sheep goes bye-bye. Goose goes hiss-ay, hiss-ay. Duck goes quack-quack. Hen goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee. Cat goes fiddle-a-fee.
I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. I might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish. And an oyster and clam aren't real family, so I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lions roar. back in time and meet a dinosaur. There's so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam, and then I will make a wish on a star, and I'll wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon. 'Cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
Folks, apparently we are celebrating the moon as well as the sun and all the things that the sunshine here in the summertime gives us, including increased oxygen. When the plants and trees see the sun, they just breathe out this amazing oxygen for us. And that air is freely given around our planet, on the surface of our planet, for us to enjoy. And it's just so wonderful to breathe freely here on planet Earth. But of course, you know, as beautiful as the moon, for example, is, the moon is such a beautiful, beautiful part of our planet, an extension of our planet, sort of. Our sister up there in the sky, she just does not have the same kind of air. So if we were to go to the moon, we actually would not be able to breathe there as humans. There is not enough oxygen for us there. And even on our planet, there are some places where there's not enough oxygen for us. For example, we had Eula the mole come on the show a few months ago. A mole came on the show, and she lives under the ground, like moles live in holes under the ground. She was a mole. She lives in a hole. And they are specially designed to breathe extra carbon dioxide because they're down there in a hole where they cannot breathe freely, and they cannot get all the oxygen that we can living up here on the surface. So they have specially designed bodies, those moles, to breathe extra carbon dioxide. We humans, though, we do not have a special design like that. We are specially designed to breathe oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. In fact, if we breathe in too much carbon dioxide, that can be dangerous for us. And in fact, I just learned something incredibly new this week, which I didn't realize, that when trees are not producing oxygen from the sun, such as at night, they may actually not help us breathe at all.
Topic: respiration. Why is it not good to sleep under a tree at night? Hey, you look so tired. Why don't you take rest here?
Hooray!
No, please don't sleep under that tree. It is quite harmful. See, you are not able to breathe properly, right? Do you know why? Wait, I will tell you. This is because during the day, in the presence of sunlight, plants take in carbon dioxide and release oxygen in the process of photosynthesis. However, they even respire simultaneously. In this process, plants take in oxygen and release carbon dioxide. But the production of oxygen is more than the production of carbon dioxide. Hence, if we sleep under a tree during daytime, we may get a good amount of oxygen, thus giving us a nice sleep. However, at night, plants do not perform photosynthesis due to the absence of sunlight. But respiration still goes on. Hence, as compared to oxygen, the proportion of carbon dioxide around the trees is more. Thus, if we sleep under a tree at night, we may feel suffocated due to lack of oxygen. Moreover, inhalation of excess carbon dioxide is harmful to human beings. Therefore, it is not good to sleep under a tree at night.
Well, there you go, folks. Although it's not exactly that simple. I have been doing some research into this idea that sleeping under a tree at night can be harmful because there is extra carbon dioxide under a tree at night because they're not breathing as much. They are not respiring. Respiration is not happening as much with the trees at night because there is no sunshine. See, it takes the sunshine so that the leaves can produce oxygen. That the sunshine triggers the trees and gets them to respire, to respirate, to breathe more, and to give us more oxygen. And at night, the opposite happens. So it actually can be a little bit harmful, some people say. You know, that is still something that scientists are looking into, but it is an idea that's been around a very long time. Humans have been considering this idea of not sleeping under trees because of the difference in the air. And that's just an example of how sensitive our bodies are and how especially designed we are to live here on the surface of the planet where there is plenty of oxygen and where when we exhale, we can blow out the carbon dioxide and get it away from our mouths so that we can inhale fresh oxygen on the next breath. Well, you do remember that we are celebrating our rights here on Amy's Kids Show today. And one of our very, very important rights, of course, is our right to life, which also means our right to breathe, because breath is life. Breath is the most important thing to our lives, of course. We need to breathe all the time. And some folks have been running into trouble for the last couple of years because there are people out there who don't understand our rights and don't understand our bodies and don't understand the importance of oxygen and how important it is for us to breathe it in all the time, freely from the air around us, and then blow out all the time, freely, the carbon dioxide that we need to get out of our bodies and away from our bodies. And if we cover our faces, you know, for example, so some people are being made to wear masks in order to go places or do certain things, maybe even to go to school, right? They have to wear a mask. Well, unfortunately, that mask is trapping that carbon dioxide and making it difficult to inhale the oxygen we need. And that is a really important right of ours. And the thing with rights is we have them, but we also have to share them, right? It's actually a really important rule that we respect other people's rights. So we're going to have a few fun songs about rights and rules and how it all works when we take care of ourselves and each other, or we don't.
My folks won't let me stay up all night watching TV. Why I can't see makes no sense to me. Lots of chores I've got to do. No dessert till dinner's through. Yeah, it seems like every day I can hear my parents say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Rules. You know there's got to be rules.
Got to be rules. Rules.
You know there's got to be rules. Got to be, got to be, got to be. Let me tell ya, young child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are rules? Tells me that I must be on time, as if it's a crime to run behind.
Do your homework, she demands. When to speak, then raise your hand. Yeah, it seems like every day I can hear my teacher say, no sense to me. Lots of chores I've got to do. No dessert till dinner's through. Yeah, it seems like every day I can hear my parents say, young child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are rules?
Got to be rules. Got to be rules.
At school, my teacher tells me that I must be on time, as if it's a crime to run behind. Do your homework, she demands. When to speak, then raise your hand. Yeah, it seems like every day I can hear my teacher say, young child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are rules? Never played it at all. He started kicking the ball. I got the ball and I got free. I dribbled it. He tackled me. Never thought I'd see the day when I'd be the one to say, young child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are rules?
This next one's another Australian song, which I've got to explain a bit first. It's about bunyanuts. And I don't suppose anyone here has heard about bunyanuts, but they're a nut that comes off there's only two pine trees in Australia that are native to the country, and one of them's called the bunya pine. And it's got these pine cones on it, but they're not the size of your pine cones. They're about that big, and they weigh about 60 pounds. So about that big, right? And so people go, and the seeds are really good to eat. The Aborigines used to eat them. In fact, the only times that they ever had festivals before white settlement in Australia was when the bunyanuts were on, because there was so much food at that time of the year. But so when people go and collect the seeds, they have to wear hard hats, and they run in under the trees and grab them and run out again, because when these nuts fall, you just don't want to be underneath. So this is a song about bunyanuts. Well, Greedy Guts was a little boy, and eating food was his pride and joy. He ate all night and he ate all day. He ate more food than a bale of hay. His favourite food was bunion nuts. He'd shove them down his greedy guts. He ate so much that he fell asleep underneath the bunion tree. No more bunion nuts, not for little greedy guts. He cut down the bunion tree and got bad karma, just you see. He dreamed of lollies and ice cream hills, jelly beans and candy pills, sugar candy and gingerbread, when a great big dirty old bunion nut fell on his head. He woke right up and he felt a lump on the top of his head like an old tree stump. He got so mad that he grabbed his axe and chopped that bunion tree to bits. No more bunion nuts, not for little greedy guts. He cut down the bunion tree and got bad karma, just you see. Now there's no more nuts to eat, no more shade and no more tree. What you do is what you get. This silly song hasn't finished yet. Dharma is the things you do, karma is what comes to you. If you're good and smile all day, such good karma comes your way. No more bunion nuts, not for little greedy guts. He cut down the bunion tree and got bad karma, didn't he?
So there we go, folks. That's how it works, right? That's how it goes around. See, if we put our best foot forward and go out there in the world, protecting our own rights and protecting rights of others and standing up for our rights and breathing and smiling and sharing everything with everybody, then the world meets us halfway and definitely helps us finish the job. All the assistance in the whole universe comes to our aid. And that is the story of Daniel in the den. It is definitely the story of how the world assists us when we are on the path of care, of love, of sharing, of doing the right thing, of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is what it's all about for all the creatures here on planet Earth. And that's why I think it's just the greatest place to be. And so we're going to celebrate a little bit more about that. We're going to celebrate breathing here and sharing our rights and things. That last song about bunion nuts, I just have a little side note to tell you. One of the things I discovered in my research is that there are a couple of trees that actually breathe out oxygen even at night. Even at night, they exhale oxygen. So there are a couple of trees on the planet. Bunyas are one of them, actually, that are known for doing the opposite thing at night. So pretty interesting there, right? It just goes to show, though, how important it is for us to be able to breathe freely and share. And when we do, when we breathe freely and share, and when others are allowed to breathe freely and share their smiles, especially, then the world is just a much better place. And that's what these next two songs are about. Daniel in the Den is explaining how when we do the right thing, the world helps us out for sure. And beans are always good to share. Thank you for joining me.
Jonah! And the weatherman said to my friend, "What's your name?" My friend said, "Write yours down, mine is almost the same." Erase the S and M, in their place put a G and R and an ND. Look at me, what's that say? Then the weatherman stood with his head hung in shame. He took off his big belt, put it down, turned away. My friend said, "Don't leave, I just harvested beets. Let's go eat at my place." With his mouth full, the weatherman stared at his plate, and he knew it was his heart that made my friend great. Not his muscles, his money, his job, or his name, or his fame. See, my friend isn't famous. He is just a good person who grows what he eats. And if you have a mouth, then he will try to feed you. And if you are cold, he'll put wood in the stove, grab a quilt and some warm flannel sheets. Grand Champion called up Sam Champion, said, "Let's plant a garden in the heart of this wasteland." And Sam said, "Hey man, this'll be breaking news." But Grand said, "I won't wait for your camera crew. See, I don't do what I do for the glory. I don't do what I do because it's a good story. I do what I do because there is a need and a hunger created by corporate greed. See, there's a surplus of food in this country, and nobody should ever go to sleep hungry. But that food is kept under lock and key, considered a privilege for people with money." Knees with a tear in his eye and unable to speak, he was driven to action by only compassion. He dug in the dirt and he planted some beans. 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 Grandma said to me, "If you only have one bean and you meet someone with no bean, you should give them half your bean, because you will be less hungry if you eat just half a bean than if you eat a whole bean in front of somebody with no bean."
My grandpa was a man born in a foreign land. He came to America when he was just a boy. His life was pretty hard, but right from the start, he was a man who found in life much humor and much joy. He'd laugh when things went well, with happiness he'd swell. Then he would burst with laughter that could clear a cloudy sky. He'd laugh when things were rough, they were rough enough. When sorrow filled our eyes with tears, his laugh would wipe them dry. And I still hear that sound spreading all around. Grandpa's laugh, what a joyful noise, as if all the joys in the world were in one sound. Grandpa's laugh, it was my delight, made the world feel right. And to this day I have found that Grandpa's laugh still echoes in my life.
was a caring man, and he would take a stand. He'd speak out for the underdog, the poor and troubled folk. He'd use his heart and brain to help soothe their pain. His laugh would start them laughing, even if there was no joke. His hair was long and white, his eyes were strong and bright. And when I saw him coming, I'd go running to his arms. He gave all the love he could, and through this love he would help me hear his laughter long after he was gone. And I still hear that sound spreading all around. Grandpa's laugh, what a joyful noise, as if all the joys in the world were in one sound. Grandpa's laugh, it was my delight, made the world feel right. And to this day I have found that Grandpa's laugh still echoes in my life. Now I wish for all of you that you find something, whatever that something may be, that brings you love and joy and comfort the way that his laugh does for me. Grandpa's laugh, what a joyful noise, as if all the joys in the world were in one sound. Grandpa's laugh, it was my delight, made the world feel right. And to this day I have found that Grandpa's laugh still echoes in my life. That Grandpa's laugh still echoes in my life.
Well, folks, we have been celebrating here on Amy's Kids Show. We have been celebrating breathing and smiling. And I can't think of a better way to do that than to laugh. Laughing is exactly celebrating breathing and smiling all at the same time, as well as celebrating sharing, which is what the whole universe is doing with us all the time, and we are doing with it. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful relationship when we all share. Like, we share with the trees, and they share with us the oxygen, which helps us breathe and smile all the more, right? And when we share our breath and our smiles with other people, it grows and grows. I have never seen more smiles and more people enjoying breathing over the last few weeks. This summer has just been fantastic, which I think kind of goes to show that even when hard times come, right? Even when, say, people try to take away our rights or steal our candy or whatever it is they're trying to do, they're breaking the rules, right? It's when we find our strength in those moments, when we can still breathe and smile and share a laugh with those around us, despite what else is going on. You know, that's when we remember, oh yeah, this is what it's all about, right? Smiling and breathing and sharing. So please, everybody out there, remember, you have rights, right? We have important rights. We have the right to breathe, to live, right? We have the right to speak. We have the right for liberty. And we have the right to smile and share happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what it's all about. So I've been having a really good time this summer, celebrating all those things with all the fellow creatures on the planet. And of course, we do need some rules. Yeah, we do need some rules to make sure, but just some basic ones, some very, very basic rules that would just help us all get along if everybody could respect them. And just like in that song about the rules, if you remember, the young boy did not like the rules when it was stuff he didn't want to do, like go to bed early, right? Or take turns talking so everyone can have a turn to speak. But those rules are really important, that we take care of ourselves and we give each other, you know, room and space to have their rights. And it wasn't until his little brother came out on the basketball court with him and did not follow any of the rules and tackled him and kicked the ball that he realized, like, wait a minute, this isn't as much fun. Wow, I've got to teach my brother about the rules. So, I love that song. So I hope you are loving your day and loving yourself and loving breathing and smiling. We have been celebrating here on Amy's Kid Show. Go celebrate yourself. Go celebrate sunshine and oxygen and everything else in the world, and play and have a good time. Remember, you are the greatest.
Hi, this is Mary Rowell, co-founder of the string quartet Ethel. You're listening to WGDR Plainfield and WGDH Hardwick.